God arises in the council of heaven and gives judgment in the midst of the gods.
How long will you judge unjustly and show favor to the wicked?
Save the weak and the orphan. Defend the humble and the needy.
Rescue the weak and the poor. Deliver them from the power of the wicked.
They do not know, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Now I say to you, you are gods, and all of you children of the Most High.
Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any leader.
Arise, O God, and rule the earth, for you shall take all nations for your own. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided. Three against two and two against three, they will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Just last week, the opening line of the gospel was, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Don't you just love that? So gentle and soothing, like a mother hen gathering her brood under her wing. And then, bam, just like that, our safe world is shattered to pieces. I come to bring fire to the earth, and I sure wish it was already a huge inferno. Do you think I came to bring peace to the earth? Think again. He even calls us hypocrites. I feel like a brood of vipers, like John the Baptist is raised from the dead. And in a sense, John the Baptist is right here with Jesus, paving the way. You are already told that one more powerful than John is coming, that John baptizes with water, but Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His description is reminiscent of God showing up as a smoking fire pot and flaming torch when he sealed his covenant with Abraham. Fire symbology continues when the divine presence appeared to Moses as a flame of fire out of a bush. And again on Mount Sinai, when God descended upon it in fire, and the whole mountain shook violently. And of course, who can forget the imagery of the divine presence as a pillar of fire to lead the Israelites out of slavery and into the promised land, wiping out Pharaoh's army along the way? We got to do that one in VBS. They loved it. I loved a phrase in a commentary by Matt Skinner when he said, "No wonder fire becomes symbolic also of judgment, because judgment is another way of speaking about how unrighteousness, idolatry, and injustice cannot exist in God's presence." Unrighteousness, idolatry, and injustice cannot exist in God's presence. So if you look up these stories, you will find in most instances there is an element of great fear when encountering God's presence and power, and yes, judgment. That fear has been drilled into many a Christian. Maybe you are one of them. This text is one of the biggest culprits when it is interpreted as Jesus pointing a finger at us, judging us harshly at every turn. The field of religious studies is quite helpful here. It makes no apologies for seeing clearly that there are numerous Christianities, Buddhisms, Hinduisms, and Judaisms. There are multiple expressions of each and every religious and spiritual path. Our broader Christian community affirms this fact when we pray for one holy Catholic and apostolic church, that we all may be one. We have a long way to go, folks. One might have grown up in a tradition that condemns certain aspects of family life, such as divorce, or terminating a harmful pregnancy, or embracing the full spectrum of human sexuality. One may forbid certain emotions like anger or jealousy. Another with the idea of a God who frankly has little love for you unless you believe a certain set of doctrines. Others are made to be stressed out if a friend or family member does not confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior, as if someone can be personally responsible for another person's salvation. And then, of course, there are those who are raised in the tradition of an angry God, hell-bent on a destructive path of fire and brimstone. So many ideas of who Jesus is and how Christianity is played out in our lives. So when